This is a true story. A man was stuck in traffic of a huge city. His radio droned on as he sat motionless, anger simmering inside. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Finally, the man's lane began to move, and right in front of his eyes, someone swooped in and cut him off. "Ah," he yelled, slamming his fist on the dash of his car. Jarred by the blow, the radio changed stations, and a grandfatherly voice said, "Give your anger over to God." Was it wrong for the man to get mad? He might have been fuming at his wife after an argument that morning, or simply at the inconsiderate driver. Anger is a complex human emotion. Aristotle observed, anybody can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. God created us with emotions, including anger. Our anger functions as a warning light, pointing to hurt, fear, or frustration. But using anger against others is not God's way. Scripture says, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. It cautions, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words. Never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. We can turn our anger over to God and ask him to show us what needs attention in our lives and trust him to pay back evil. Today, you can share God's way with others struggling with anger. Send devotionals like this to millions around the world in their own languages. Give a gift today at guidelines.org.